HKX, N4ZLK, mobile.
N4ZLK, WW4GET, good morning.
Or Matthew, tell me which you prefer, I'm sorry, I think it's Matthew. I heard you last night on 10 meters talking to somebody. I was showing my son, he just got his license a couple weeks ago, and we were sitting there messing around with HF, and I was moving around different bands, and I was like, here's a conversation on 10 meters, and we're getting both sides. You don't normally do that. And then all of a sudden, you gave your call. I didn't even recognize your voice.
You sound a little bit different on there, you know, but was that the gentleman I was talking to in Northern Alberta, the oil guy?
I didn't catch all the conversation, and I didn't have it tuned in. You know how you kind of, my radio is a little, it's slightly off. It's an older radio, and I have to tune it slightly off the frequency that, I mean, it's not by much, but when I heard your call, I tuned you in, and I was like, oh, there he is. I recognize him. But, yeah, that was the guy in Canada, and we're so close. That's why I was able to hear you so well.
He had a lengthy conversation. He's up there northeast of Edmonton, so he's way up there. And yeah, we got to talking about the oil business, and he spent his career, you know, his lifelong career in the business, and he had a lot of good information. It was interesting.
Making contacts like that, where you can just learn about the other person in the area and what they do and things like that. When you got somebody that's willing to talk and also spins a good tale, it makes it a lot more fun.
It's a nice change from just making a contact. Although, you know, hey, I don't mind doing that now and then too. But 10 meters has been open a lot lately, so it's been a good band to play around on. Yeah, I spoke to him well after the gray, you know, well into after the gray line passed, and but then it started dropping off pretty quick at the very end, so we signed. But I think I was talking to him for a good 45 minutes. It was a good convo.
Caught right the last couple of exchanges, and really wasn't paying attention to what was being said until you gave your call as you were signing out. And then I was like, oh, I know who that guy is. He's our neighbor. So that was interesting. I also wanted to tell you, I haven't had a chance to tell you this, but I was talking to the guy that delivers to your neighborhood, and I will just tell you this, he thinks the world of you. So he says you're one of his favorite customers.
No, he's a good man himself. And it's nice to see you guys in the business, and you know, just being able to depend on people to do the right things, it's real nice. You know what I mean?
I do, and most of the people I've worked with have been like that. I'm a little worried that it's changing, but I don't know them as well. I still think they're good guys for the most part, because if you're going to stay at a job like this and work this hard, those guys work hard. I did that for 20 years. I will say I do not work as hard as them anymore. So, but I did do it for more, right at 20 years or so.
Hopefully that's a good amount of time, and you deserve to lighten up a little bit, you know what I mean, after 20 years. And that is a tough job, there's no doubt. They probably deserve what they got in their last contract, and I'm glad to see that. And there's such a difference between, you know, that and a competitor with that is clearly just worried about getting the package delivered any which way, shape, or form, you know. And their contract drivers are not the same, not at all.
I agree with you, but you know, I've known some of them, and some of those are pretty good guys too over the years. But it's different now. I tell my wife, you know, I used to know everybody. You drive around town, and every other person in the business that you were with, it didn't matter what company, they'd all wave, we'd talk. If we happened to be at the same delivery point or pickup point. But it's not the same anymore. People won't look at you. It's not 100%. There's still some good guys out there, but it's just, I drive down the road and sitting right beside somebody doing the same thing I'm doing, and they won't even make eye contact with you, and it's just not the same as it used to be.
Right about that. That's probably a cultural thing that take a generation or two to change back the other way, if it's possible at all.
I tell you, though, the customer was what I missed most about doing what I was doing. I still have a few when I'm running the day routes. I see every day, and I enjoy that. But when I was back in package, I really, for the most part, I've made a lot of good friends, and a lot of good acquaintances, and people were really nice. You treat them well, they treat you well. And it was just, that was the best part about the job. The long hours got old, but just, you know, knowing I was going to see people that appreciated me and that I appreciated too made it worthwhile.
Also makes the job fun, you know. I mean, I enjoy a lot of parts of the job similar to that as well. And I'm fortunate. 36 years, and still enjoy my job.
Much time's gone by, isn't it? Well, Matthew, it's really nice to hear you. Thanks for giving me a shout. I'm about at my next delivery point here, so hope to see you soon. And again, probably after Christmas, maybe we can get together and have some coffee at the old Pumpkin Town Diner or something. I would enjoy that. WW4JET and 4ZLK.
And 4ZLK, WW4JET. I'm at the official Frisbee stop with the German Shepherd, so she's ready. Good talking to you, and we'll look forward to doing that, no doubt. Take care, have a good day, and be careful out there.